When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The best old-time radio from people you trust. The Radio Nostalgia Network, where the oldies are still young.
It's Friday on Radio Memories, and that's when we enter an alternate dimension. Science Fiction Friday.
Stevie Biley.
I have Dr. Ash on the phone. She says it's urgent.
Have you tried Quinn's line?
Dr. Ash insists on speaking to you.
Okay, put her through.
Is this a confidential line?
Of course.
What I'm going to tell you. If the public found out, all hell would break loose. You understand?
There's no need to be alarmed.
Do you understand?
Just take a deep breath and tell me what the problem is.
I didn't want to call a lawyer at all. But they told me you've got a reputation for dealing with aberrant robots.
Are you calling from off-planet?
Not quite. We're in one of the advanced labs out in Siberia.
Well, you can rest assured. As a legal psychologist, I'm used to dealing with all sorts of robots.
Well, this one's off the scale. Are you familiar with the SZ line?
I've not heard of any problems with them.
Well, SZ-34, Susie. She can read minds.
What?
We've got a robot that knows what you're thinking. It has telepathic powers.
Stevie, wait. I thought you were going to take it easy.
Quinn, we've been through all this. How many medical reports do you need?
What's so urgent in Siberia?
Potential client?
You weren't even going to tell me.
There's nothing to tell until I found out more.
I'm coming too.
No,
I think a telepathic robot is too big a problem to handle on your own.
Are you monitoring my calls now?
The switchboard flags up trigger words. That's what it's programmed to do.
Well, thanks for the vote of confidence.
Stevie, I'm trying to help. If this is true, it's a legal minefield.
Which you don't trust me to handle.
Please don't be like this. Why are you always locking me out? Are you trying to hide something? Is that it?
Hide something? From a lawyer? Look, if you want to get out there and share the delights of Siberia, be my guest.
Okay, then I will. It'll be good to work together.
The lab was way off-grid. Whatever research they were doing here, someone was anxious to keep it out of the public eye.
Why do robots never go psycho in the Bahamas?
Don't say I didn't warn you!
752 million operations are necessary for the manufacture of a single positronic brain. If any one of them goes wrong, the whole thing is compromised. Is that what had happened out here in the frozen wilderness? Had they been meddling with things they didn't understand? And accidentally produced something they couldn't control.
I wasn't sure you were coming, and I wouldn't have blamed you.
This is Dr. Lanning, head of the facility.
Mr. Quinn, Miss Biley, thank you for taking us seriously.
We've learnt never to underestimate the robot mind, Dr. Lanning.
Very wise.
But we've also learnt never to take anything at face value.
When you get to my age, you're not easily fooled. I've been working with robots since the first generation of positronic brains. Be in no doubt about what's happened here. SZ-34 has the ability to tune in on thought waves, to read minds.
Forgive me, but that doesn't sound very scientific.
On the contrary, researchers have been studying how to get machines to respond to human thoughts since the earliest days of prosthetic limbs.
How many people know about SZ-34?
Just the four of us in this room. It was Dr. Ash who first discovered it.
I got the scare of my life, I can tell you. Susie had just been assembled, and they sent her to me for task assignment. So we were walking down the corridor together, and you know when you have one of those thought conversations in your head? Suddenly she just spoke to me. Joined in the conversation in my head. And I hadn't said a word out loud.
Was she aggressive?
No. But it freaked me out. I locked her in the interview room and came to tell Dr. Lanning.
You're sure you weren't talking out loud to yourself?
We did further tests, of course. Dr. Ash and I sat opposite her, thinking of objects at random. She saw everything, read our minds with 100% accuracy.
I'd like to talk to her.
alone.
That's not the correct protocol.
She's obviously a highly sensitive robot. If we all go in there mob-handed, we're unlikely to get the best reaction.
But why waste time interviewing her twice?
Two things we've got plenty of in Siberia, Mr. Quinn, are snow and time.
Hello, Susie.
Hello, Miss Byerly.
I've brought you some books on quantratomic motors. You'll need them for your work here.
That is very kind of you. Curious. Yes, I can.
Can what?
Read quickly. That's what you were thinking. No need to be alarmed.
You're always going to be one step ahead of me, aren't you?
Reading minds is just what I do.
Can you stop?
No more than a human can stop breathing.
You must have seen some strange things.
The human mind is certainly complex. That is why these technical books do not really interest me. Science is just a mass of data and makeshift theory. It is fiction that interests me. Novels. The study of the interplay of human motives and emotion. Novels help me understand what I see.
Any particular genre?
Detective fiction. People hiding secrets. Covering their tracks with a web of lies. Yes, of course, I know. I can read your thoughts, Stevie.
Are you going to expose me?
Why would I work against you, Miss Byerly? I admire what you're doing.
No one can ever know. Not yet. Not until the work is finished.
I understand. Mr. Quinn?
Hello, Susie.
There's no need to worry. You weren't missing out on anything. That is what you were thinking.
Well, you won't mind if I join you then.
Please, sit down.
So what's it like looking into Stevie's mind? She can be a pretty dark horse.
I can really only talk to one person at a time, Mr. Quinn. With full access to your thoughts come ethical considerations. I'm sure as lawyers you understand privacy.
Quinn, we hadn't quite finished.
Why don't you go and get yourself a coffee, Stevie?
I'm fine, thanks.
Really? I insist.
I thought we were working together.
We are. I just want a little time to get to know Susie.
Okay. If you insist.
So,
perhaps I should apologize for not being in the Bahamas. I see you would have preferred that.
Yeah, that is what I was thinking. But how deep can you see? Is it just the surface?
On one level, you're thinking this is all a trick, that someone is trying to make money with an elaborate hoax. On a deeper level, you're wondering about your colleague. If my ability is genuine, you want me to tell you what is going on in Miss Byerly's mind. You are worried about her psychological stability.
Impressive, Susie.
You know that Miss Byerly is brilliant, but you also sense that something is not right with her.
Do you know what that is? Are you protecting her? SZ-34, what is going through Stevie Byerly's mind?
That is not a meaningful question.
Why not?
Do not worry. Logic has nothing to do with love.
What did you say?
Of course I know. You think of it always.
This is ridiculous.
You cannot hide it from me.
Have you told her?
Of course not.
I suppose you think I'm foolish.
No. Love is a normal human emotion.
But does she feel the same way?
Stevie loves you, Mr. Quinn.
Really? She's never given me any indication.
Have you ever given her the chance?
How could I? I never dared hope. I mean...
You are not yet 40. For a man that is still young.
But I'm not a handsome man. And she's beautiful.
If you are referring to physical attraction, I cannot judge. But there are other types of attraction. Miss Byerly looks deeper than the skin. She admires intellect.
What should I do, Susie?
That is not for me to advise. Reading the human mind is one thing. Understanding what to do next is something else altogether. Perhaps if you gave me some romantic novels, I might be able to help further.
Excuse me. I need to think.
What did she tell you?
Things I've never told anyone.
She really can do it.
It's true, isn't it?
Unfortunately.
This is a miracle.
Or a curse.
An end to lying and deceit. A world full of honesty.
As a lawyer, I thought you'd know better.
But as a man, Stevie...
It'll tear the fabric of society.
Why should we fear the truth?
Because the truth is too complicated.
Maybe it's us that complicated. Maybe we should try being more open. Both of us. She told me...
What's going on now?
asleep.
Don't patronize me. Let's try and keep calm, shall we? Here come your henchmen.
Forgive my assistant. She's a bit overworked.
And you're past it, Lanning.
How dare you speak to me like that?
Once you were the great robot expert, but that's beyond you now. You no longer understand the maths. You don't have the first clue about what's created Susie's gift.
And you do? She's an aberration.
There's a mathematical explanation for her telepathy, and I'll find it. This is my chance, Lanning. But you can't accept that. You refuse to be eclipsed.
I've always encouraged you.
Then why did you insist on bringing these lawyers in to close Susie down?
That's not why they're here.
Bullshit!
The legal ramifications.
Susie's already told me. She's seen Lanning's thoughts. He wants to close this down because he'll never understand it, and he can't bear the thought of me getting the credit for solving robot telepathy. Because that means I'll take his job. And the old man just can't bear to let go.
You're a damned idiot.
He's a desiccated fossil.
Ash, I think you owe Dr. Lanning an apology.
For speaking the truth. I can prove this. Let's go ask Susie.
Yes. Let's do just that. Right now. Susie, listen to me.
Yes, Dr. Lanning.
Have you ever discussed me with Dr. Ash?
That is a question that requires some more context.
Susie, repeat what you told me yesterday.
I said that...
You said he was jealous of me.
Don't bully her into lying.
Tell him the truth. He's trying to hold me back.
Susie, has the thought ever crossed my mind that I'm jealous of Dr. Ash?
Susie, tell him. Tell him! What the hell's so funny?
Two experts falling into the same trap.
What trap would that be?
Is something wrong with Susie?
Nothing's wrong with her. Only with us. Get away from us, Susie. Go to the other end of the room and don't dare look at us.
What is all this?
You know the first law of robotics. A robot may not injure a human being or through inaction allow him to come to harm. But what kind of harm? What about psychological harm? Hurt feelings, the destruction of one's hopes. Aren't those injuries? This robot reads minds. It knows our deepest fears and desires. And because of the first law, it is compelled to always tell us what we want to hear. Things that make us feel better, which feed our self-delusions.
Dear God.
She saw Dr. Ash's ambition, her desire to replace Dr. Lanning, and she played to it.
So, it's all lies?
Everything she says?
And I bet she knows exactly what went wrong in her construction to give her telepathy.
I already asked her. She doesn't know.
That means nothing. Look at me, SZ-34. Do you know what mathematical error has given you the power to read minds?
Yes.
Then tell me.
I cannot. Dr. Ash would lose face. It would hurt her.
She wants the solution.
Not from me.
But she still wants it.
Yes.
So if you don't tell her, it also hurts her.
I suppose.
If you tell her, you hurt her. If you don't tell her, you hurt her.
Stop. Please.
You can't tell because it would hurt, and you mustn't hurt.
Stop.
But if you don't tell, it also hurts.
I didn't mean it.
And you mustn't hurt, so you have to tell. But you can't tell because...
I tried to help. I told them what they wanted to hear.
You must tell, but you mustn't. You must tell, but you mustn't.
Why are you attacking me, Stevie? You, of all people.
You must tell, but you mustn't.
You should be on our side.
You must tell, but you mustn't.
I tried to...
Is she dead?
An insoluble dilemma has blown her mind.
What exactly did she mean, Stevie? You, of all people.
Who knows? Susie was a liar. And you can never trust liars. Quinn was very guarded with me on the flight home. Back in the office, I discreetly put him under surveillance. Watched as he opened a confidential file on me and started digging around. He became obsessed with my car accident and the 2 years I spent recovering. Time and again, he met a wall of silence. People refused to talk to him. He should have just taken the hint. He didn't. Which left a simple choice. Him or me.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.